Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Deb Schuler, and she is one of the superintendents for the Cass County King and Queen Contest. Good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning, LaVon.
The final show for King and Queen Contest is almost here. And so when is that going to be done?
It's going to be Thursday evening, July 24th, 8 o'clock p.m. at the Cass County Fairgrounds in Atlantic.
And it's always an enjoyable evening, or at least I always enjoy seeing all those young people. The girls all get so pretty, and the guys look neat. It's really a fun occasion.
Oh, we just have the best time. And Jim Field is our MC, and he really does a great job with all the young men and women involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he mostly tries to make them feel comfortable. If he knows he can put them on the spot and they're okay with that, he does that too. But pretty much, you know, just moves the whole thing along. Now, of course, this didn't just start. This isn't a one evening event for those of you who are involved with it. So kind of give us some background. How does all this get started?
Well, we had our preliminary judging on Monday, July 8th at the Cass County Community Building, and it's pretty much an all-day event. We have 7 to 8 minute interviews with each of the contestants, and we also have group interviews, and they're also judged while they're eating lunch, LaVon. So it's a full and fun day for them.
I know they're kind of on pins and needles, but I think the contestants also have a good time visiting with all the others that are there.
Oh, we have a great time. And one of the funnest things is that the past year's royalty comes back and helps us run that day. And so they give them a lot of tips on what they can expect and some do's and don'ts. And they really get a great opportunity to share some of the knowledge with them.
And one of the things the contestants get to do, have to do, is write questions that they might be interviewed for on stage. How does that go?
Well, it's interesting. It's kind of a high-risk, high-reward type thing. Some of the questions are pretty standard. Some of them think a little bit outside of the box and get a little more creative, but they understand that they may draw that question out of the silver bowl themselves. So that usually keeps an interesting evening, LaVon.
It does, and the audience, I think, always enjoys those interviews. And, of course, we might mention that not all of the contestants are interviewed on stage. There's just a limited number.
Yes, the judges narrow down the queens to the top four contestants, and so they will draw a question out of the silver bowl, and this year all of the king candidates will do the same.
All right. So let's just kind of run down the list of who the candidates are this year.
Callie Clint, Tierney Sothman, Courtney Stevenson, Alyssa Dean, Jackie Rush, Hannah Meisner, Valerie Watson, Tyler Christensen, Wyatt Soigling, and Dylan Ferguson.
So what's the criteria? How can they become a candidate?
Well, you can be involved in either FFA or 4-H or both. You have to be 16 years of age or older, but you can't be more than 21 years old by August 6th of the current year, and you cannot have done any professional modeling that you have been paid for.
And part of that comes from state fair rules, correct? Because somebody's going to go to state fair.
Absolutely. We'll have a queen that will move very quickly onto the state fair shortly after being crowned in Atlantic on July 24th.
And what a great experience that is for that young woman. Somehow the state fair just hasn't caught up with the idea of having kings.
No, but we keep working on them to bring a statewide contest for the kings as well. Equal time.
Yes. Now, looking back, because you've been doing this a long time, Lana Westphalen's been working out for a long time, has there always been a king contest?
No. I remember growing up, Brian Jensen was just a few years older than me, and he was a king, crowned king here in Cass County. And then there was a lapse of a number of years where there was no king contest for whatever reason. So Lana and I, over lunch one day, decided it would be fun to try to bring that back to Cass County. And so far, it's been going really, really well. It's been very well received by both the participants and the general public. So we really appreciate the support for that.
So as a superintendent, of course, you've mentioned this day when you get everybody together. What are some of the other jobs of the superintendent of the King and Queen Contest?
Well, we find sponsors to help pay for it. So we would like to thank Cass County Farm Bureau and Brocker Carnes and Carnes for helping sponsor the meal. And of course, we have to line up somebody to feed us. So Carol at the Downtowner gave us a great meal while we were being judged. And then we have sponsors that give out awards the night of. You know, Chamber Buck and Princess and Queen sash pins and along those lines. And we couldn't do it without everybody that so graciously gives of their time and talents for that.
So the sponsors, of course, very supportive. But, of course, we also couldn't do it without volunteers like you and Lana. And then you mentioned, of course, that last year's royalty comes back to help with that, too. And then what about judges?
Judges, every year we have a kind of a challenge in finding judges, with the exception of this year. Our judges, Bethany Rogers and Mallory Kirchhoff, were queens 10 and 11 years ago, respectively, and ever since have been willing to come back to judge, but Lana and I kind of have an unwritten rule that you have to be away 10 years to be eligible to do that. So the first time they were eligible, they volunteered, and we were just extremely thrilled to have the opportunity to have them back.
And I'm guessing they were thrilled to be asked, because I'm sure they have good memories of all the things that went on as they were chosen queen and got to go to the state fair and all those kind of good things. And as you said, they were either FFA or 4-H members or both. And so I'm thinking most of these young people have been very active. They have lots of memories related to their work in 4-H and FFA.
Yes, it's kind of a culmination of their career from the beginning, you know, all 10 years long. So it's a great opportunity to showcase some of the many, many actual, you know, projects and just a culmination of all of the things that they've learned over the years. And we get to see and hear about it. Sometimes some of that stuff goes on behind the scenes that we didn't have any idea they'd done all that. So they get to tell us all about it, and it's a great opportunity to come out and hear it.
And part of that is that being able to get up there and talk about things, that's one of the things that, at least in the past, as I've talked to 4-H members, one of the greatest things they get from being a 4-H member is that ability to get up in front of a group. You know, there's some people that just, they'd rather do anything than get up in front of a group, but not these young people.
That's right. And we've had a number of them come back and tell us how much it helped them when they were interviewing, when they were done with high school or college, looking to get that first big job, how much more comfortable and at ease they were because they'd already gone through a couple rigorous interviews with the King and Queen contest. Mm-hmm. So once you've done a couple, then you kind of have an idea of what's going on. So it was good for them to have that experience and be more comfortable so they could perform at ease.
Mm-hmm. One more opportunity they've had that helps them move along in their lives. Well, Deb, let's remind folks again when they should come to the Cass County Fairgrounds.
Make sure you come out Thursday evening, July 24th. The contest begins at 8 p.m. It's right in front of the Cass County Community Building. But make sure you come out early and eat at the fair. We have one of two free fairs left in the entire state, so we're very proud of that. And how we help pay for the fair is with the food stand. And there's some great, great food and always homemade pies and ice cream. So come out early, have some dinner, support the kids. Look through the barns and the exhibits. You won't regret it. It'll be a great evening.
Okay, and the 24th is kind of the kickoff. There's a few things done before that, but kind of the kickoff and ending up on July 29th. That's the Cass County Fair. So many fairs going on around the southwest Iowa and actually the state of Iowa, so it's a great chance, as you've said, Deb, to kind of see what's happening in the lives of young people. So we certainly invite you till next time to attend a county fair, and especially Cass County Fair, the 24th through the 29th.